Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to another edition of the New Africa Business Association Network Marketing, Network Marketing and Community Group Investment. I am one of your hosts, Bilal Masadik Bynum. Our co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And with that said, we'll be right back with tonight's show. Folks who are in the presence of here in our show to welcome you. It's an open mic for you, so you can join in on our discussion this evening. And, of course, that discussion is network marketing and community group investments. Network marketing, we want to know the business owners of our community so we can direct those in our communities to shop at your businesses. We're trying to stimulate businesses' activities in our communities and with our own business entrepreneurs. Also, we think in terms of our community becoming vested with each other so we can create and own businesses together. So the group ownership is something else that we talk about on this show. So, again, we welcome anyone who's a business owner or may have a good business idea. Your call-in number to participate is 657-383-1372. Again, Brother Shahib, greetings to you. Another edition of our radio show. You can open up with whatever comments. I know we're not in the same studio, so we can't see each other.
Well, thank you, Brother Bilal. Greetings to all our listeners out there, and assalamu alaikum. I'd like to say that, you know, our last show was talking about getting our share of the Black Friday major sale that goes on after Thanksgiving. And I'd like to say, you know, this major, major holiday is coming up here within the next couple of weeks, Christmas, well, almost 3 weeks away, Christmas holiday, and there's a lot of money going to be spent. And there is a big sale going on in Washington, D.C., Norman, so it's the Black Collectibles show that's going to be on. I haven't got a scheduled date on it, but, you know, we'll have it by our next show. And this is an event wherein, you know, people that are buying their gifts for Kwanzaa or Christmas, this event is a place where African-Americans have different wares that they sell, whether they produce them or had them made with someone else, anywhere from board games to dolls, books to, you know, all types of clothing and accessories from Africa, as well as other places. And, you know, they don't get a bigger audience as the malls do, with the people in the malls and going there shopping and that. But, however, it is a good place if you want to spend some of your Black money or, you know, your dollars and put it back in the community to attend this event. But, you know, it's coming up again wherein this time we say that the African Americans are spending a lot of money for this holiday and buying gifts and that. We're not going to talk nothing negative about no holiday or anything like that, but we are going to say is, while there is major commerce going on that is benefiting a lot of the people, it's not benefiting us primarily because we're in the consumer capacity, constantly consuming, consuming, consuming. And, you know, we don't get nothing back out of consumption except just gaining weight, you know, getting heavier and heavier when it comes to dependency on others other than, you know, being able to help our own selves out. So, you know, that's what I'd like to kind of start out with. You know, I know we talked about investing in the community and getting a part of that Black dollar, but that African-American, you know, getting that some of that money and recycling it back into the community. But we got the biggest one coming up now, Brother Bynum and Bilal, and, you know, that's what we're here for, is to try to promote all our African-American businesses, not only in the metropolitan Washington, D.C. and Baltimore area and Richmond, but all over the country that's, you know, from the various cities that have businesses that they like to get exposed to the to the black community, African American community, and you know, and get their product out there, or you know, as well as find others that are interested in investing into their product and helping get them started for going further. You know, these are the type of things that we look for our blog radio show to bring forth and get the community, you know, active.
Brother,
yes, sir,
I said you're certainly on point on what you're saying as far as this season, the time of year and season from Black Friday until the end of December, the first week or so after December, you're absolutely right. It's time for the small vendors. And I turn towards vending because many of our businesses, smaller businesses, may be in vending. But this time of year, I think it would be a very good proactive choice as to where these vendors would come together and bring their products together where it could be a large display of what they have. So the location of this network or marketing facility that you're talking about, I think we certainly should promote it. I don't know as much about it as I should, but I see that you do. So I'll follow your lead on it as much as we can. But certainly, if there is a marketing facility as to where we can bring together all of our smaller business folks, those who are selling the beans, those who have the ointments, and those who have the clothing and other products that one is definitely buying at a rate of speed during this holiday season. I can tell you right now, of course, we all know that the reason they call it Black Friday is because during the year where your business may have been on a very slow activity, these last 30 days of the month, again, from the so-called Friday right after Thanksgiving until the Friday after Christmas can bring you from the red to the black. So that's how much business is done in about 3 months of the year compared to the business that you may not have done during the first 7 months of the year. Those 3 months, the market is so huge until it can actually make up for those losses. So by all means, it's a wonderful time to bring together your products and your services because, again, when you're working alone, you know, you get a small view. But when you're working collectively and everybody is displaying their views, you're going to get a larger view because you have more to look to look at and more to choose from. So I've always said one of the investments that I would like to see is bringing together all of these smaller vendors and having them to invest with each other collectively and go into a facility where they can display their goods indoors and it can be displayed like any other business at all times. So, yes, we have our entrepreneurs, but many of them, they work solo. And like you said, you just don't know where they are, where to find them. And when you do see them, it's a small glance. So, yes, a wonderful idea, especially this time of year, to have the entrepreneurs to come together and bond together for the next 2 or 3, for the next 30 days anyway, so a shopper is going to have a bigger view of your mm-hmm. display.
Yes.
So I think that's a wonderful. So again, I will follow your lead on how we can help whatever that marketing and organization is, how we can help to promote that organization, because that's just what we're talking about.
Well, Brother Bilal, we know. Well, you have some artwork that I once saw. Some beautiful artwork, African artwork, and you told me you purchased it down at Eastern Market in Washington, D.C., and I went down there, and I found out there is a number of African-American vendors down there that have wares that they sell, but it's only on the weekends that you can get in and see who these different vendors are. But I do know that, you know, there was artwork down there that you had bought from that Eastern Market, which is beautiful art. So,
well,
you know.
Exactly. If that Eastern Market, yeah, you can go down there. I've bought, throughout the years, I've bought wonderful things from the Eastern Market. So, yeah,
and a lot of people don't know about it, really, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know about that down there itself, except people that are pretty close around, that live right close around, that has been going there for years, as well as they have a small business in there. But in particular, there are a number of African-American vendors there at that place. You know, once the Old Street Market, when that was there, we used to have a lot of black African-American vendors in there. And parts of the Farmer's Market, you know, before it was, you know, reorganized and a lot of the buildings were sold and tore up and that. But there are other folks that are in the community that have businesses that function daily. It's like a listing of the black beauticians in the Washington metropolitan area, or, you know, African-American beauty supply distributors that do this. Because when we go out in the community now, or I should say not community, but when we go into the town now, most of, well, I'll put it this way, Brother Lyle. I haven't seen any African-Americans that are own an African-American beauty supply store. All I've seen is Asian people or either some Arab people running these things. And I find that, and matter of fact, over in the area, over in Rivertown area, as well as D.C. itself, the on Pennsylvania Avenue, the Mortons, there used to be an old Mortons. It's a major hair distribution outlet now. So, and nothing but African-Americans go in there, but we don't have no piece of that business. And, I mean, it's tons of money being spent in the beauty, beauty supply area. So, you know, that's one of the areas that, you know, if we had investors that could come together and start a business like that, set up a black beauty, because we know that's what we're going to do. But then we have to get the commitment from our people to invest back in there, because we're going to have our people working in a black beauty supply shop, as well as, you know, the products are coming from African-American producers. So, you know, it's a good way of putting the money back and, you know, going back, being circulated at least three times among us. So, you know, that's a good start. And it's not putting nobody else out of business. It's just that you wouldn't find African-Americans in the Chinese community or Spanish community or in any other community selling them beauty supply products for themselves. You would find one of them. So, you know, these are some of the ideas that we're trying to promote out there. you know, in bringing our people together to create an economy among ourselves. This is what our blog radio show is about to all our listeners out there, Brother Bilal. And this is what we want them to know. And the only way we can do that is us, you know, getting more people to listen to our blog show, especially businesses announcing who they are and what they are. And we just got to grow. That's the way we're going to continue to grow in that. But that is the goal. The people that call in and listen to the show and tell us who they are and what they have to offer to the community, the kind of service that is, and that, you know, by them doing this, they're benefiting themselves. They're benefiting themselves. They're benefiting others. And they can't do nothing but grow. And this is what our major purpose is, to get our business folks to call in and let people know who they are, what kind of services they're offering, as well as people that are looking for African-American businesses that can service some of their basic needs or just have product that they will sell that, you know, the community would be interested in buying, you know. So this is a gateway to...
Go ahead on, my brother. Especially this time of year, Brother Aziz, because like you said, within these next 30 days, the consumers marketing reporting agency are reporting that within the next 30 days from the so-called Black Friday to, again, the Friday after, they're expecting to bring in more than $100 billion within that 30 days. Again, I look at a situation as to where our community and as much as we do consume, let's just take 10% of that, what we know the Consumers Reporting Agency is saying is going to be spent, $100 billion. You know, we're still talking about $1 billion or so like that, $100 million to our communities if we had the goods and if we had the services to provide to those, if we had the goods and services and business folks, if they were in business. I do think that we have a guest call, Brother Aziz. Let's greet our guest.
All right.
Hello, guest caller. Welcome to the New Africa Business Association. Hello? Okay, well, if our guest caller wishes to join us, they can, Brother Aziz. But you are absolutely right. You know, one of the things you were talking about, Brother Aziz, is the beauty supply companies. I took and also some marketing and going out in the communities to invite African-American business folks to introduce themselves and to talk about their businesses. But, you see a lot of windows where it looks like it's African-Americans owning the businesses. But once you get there, you find it's no more than pictures in the window. They don't own these businesses.
Right.
And the amount of monies you see being spent by our brothers and sisters, it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
but at the same time, though, it's our motivation, because again, we're not talking about the American economy. We're not talking about the American spending. We're talking about our own brothers and sisters. We're talking about the money as a community and as a group. We deserve to have that type of commerce activities with each other. But we don't have the commerce. And the reasons we don't have the commerce, of course, you can come up with many, many reasons, but I'm saying as far as the motivation, this is not a charitable act. I'm not up here saying that I would invest my money with a potential business owner just to be saying I want to give away my money. No, I'm
right.
saying I will invest my money because, again, I know that we have the market and we need to service that market. So my motivation, that's my reason to say, hey, as a collectively, why don't we start owning these businesses together? So again, anyone who is calling in or wish to share within our conversation, our number is 657-383-1372, and we certainly welcome your call. So, Brother Aziz, yes, I also was out there looking at the activities going on and marketing, and it is, as we're, it's a lot of money being spent. And I'm saying being spent by our guys. Nothing is wrong with it. But at the same time, I'm saying, my goodness, if we were spending it with each other, those millions and dollars that's going to be made here in the next 30 days could be in our community to create new jobs. But bigger, most of all, for creating a lot of wealth for those who own the businesses.
That's right. Well, you know, again, it's twofold. Again, as you were saying, creating a lot of jobs as well as creating wealth for the business owner, you know, itself, or the business investors, because it's not businesses that they're going into that's fly-by-night or that's a fad or passing phase. We're talking about businesses that are stable businesses in the community that has been around as long as we can remember, you know. You know, businesses that fulfill our needs, you know, our basic needs. We spend a lot of our money on pomp and glitter and accessories that we don't really need. And a lot of our vendors sell a lot of accessories in there, but then there are vendors that also sell products that you will buy in a store that are a better quality than what you buy in the store. So, you know, our black consumers have to know that, you know, that a lot of our black entrepreneurs do have good products that are better in the store at a good price. You know, we're fighting against a mentality that for a long time has been taught not to really do business with one another. You know, it's a mindset. You know, it's like back in the day and all the way up until the late 60s, in a sense, we had to do business with one another in the community, especially us African-Americans that were living in the southern part of the United States. You know, and that's where we did most of our business, with the insurance man. He was African-American, as well as, you know, the little corner stores or whatever that we shopped at. You know, the grocery store was African-American because we back the southern people, the southern African-Americans living down south, even though many lived in some of the so-called cities, they still went and got their food from other African-Americans that were growing produce. We grew produce. We did business like that, right down to getting meat. We didn't really go to no grocery store when I was growing up to buy meat. You know, we had our own, people had their own chickens and cows and goats and hogs, pigs and things. They were all these types of matters. And we bartered, did business with one another that way. And then as soon as the doors will open and the integration come in and say, hey, y'all can come on in and spend all your money. You can sit at the counter now and spend your money. We couldn't wait to get to those places and leave the places that we once used to use and help them grow and let them go till they go out of business. So this is like a rebuild, and this is like a rebirth. They're talking about make America great again. We want to remake our communities. Remake our communities again, you know, because what they are now isn't what they should be in bringing in the unity. We're not investing in our communities. A lot of the stores in D.C., the corner stores that were run by black, yeah, unfortunately, they wasn't actually run out of business because of big business or nothing like that. They were run out of business because a lot of us, when we supported them, we also stole from them and took from them and kind of made them close down. They couldn't stay in business like that. Wherein, when the Orientals and the Asians and so forth come in our community, they treated us differently, and we respected that. So, you know, it's a whole mindset that's got to go along with this, us trying to get people to buy black, buy African-American, buy African, you know, people, recirculate them. And this comes where our leaders in the African-American community, wherever they are, the church leaders, these community organization leaders and that, they have to accept this idea, too, that this is good for us. It gives their children and their children's children an understanding and a feeling and knowing that, hey, I, too, can go in business. You know, we got some brothers that's down in Atlanta that make chicken sausage and some other sausages, and they're pretty tasty, pretty good sausage. Now, as an African-American business, if we could get our communities to support buying these chicken sausages from these brothers, and if it's a matter of it being too much salt or whatever, the adjustment has to be made. It can be made in their whole recipe, and some can be altered for those that are very, very dietary conscious, if you know what I mean. But still, give the brothers an opportunity for that business to grow. Don't say, oh, it's all right, but I prefer this and I prefer that. That's that old, you know, Negro mentality. And everybody called them. Somebody's on the line, Brother Bilal.
Yes, sir.
I think we have a caller. Yes, a caller.
Yes.
Hello, caller.
Me.
Go right ahead.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
yes,
ma'am. Go right ahead.
Okay. This is Sister Janine Muhammad. I'm with the National Muslim Business Council. I've been listening. I'm just, you know, soaking everything in what I'm hearing because I really enjoy, you know, listening to you both. Earlier I heard you all mention about the different activities that we have going on. I did want to mention the National Muslim Business Council has an event every year to promote businesses and entrepreneurship. And in 2017, on May 5th to the 7th, we're having our next international trade show, which is in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina. And the event, I mean, it consists of a lot of information. You have opportunity to network. You have exhibitors, trade shows, vendors. I know you say you have a brother that sells the chicken sausage, so that will be a great opportunity for different vendors to come and just see what each other's have. And just
yes,
you can educate each other on how to get government contracts, how to get started in business, because a lot of us have great ideas, but we're kind of in this stuck position because we don't know where to go, how to make the connection. So a lot of this goes on at this weekend. I just wanted to, you know, say that it would be a great idea to really get it out there to the community, because it's not just for Muslims, it's for non-Muslims as well. We really have to help each other at this point because, you know, with everything
yes,
going on, we're all we have. So unity is the key at this moment. So I just wanted
yes,
to just mention that.
Absolutely.
I'm so glad you came on. As a matter of fact, you just beat me to that punch. I was just getting ready to introduce the National Business Council. But let me just say, Washington, D.C., the New Africa Business Association, is a subsidiary of the National Muslim Council. And each city has its own a local, but all of the locals are subsidiaries to the national, which means that we talk about our business activities in our own communities. We try to stimulate business activities in our own communities all over the country, locally. But then each local is a member of the national, and the national brings together once a year a display of the entire nation of business folks. They have the capacity, and they will. In North Carolina, when you go there, you'll see entrepreneurs from all over the country, some of them in large wholesale businesses and some of them in smaller retails. But you're going to be meeting entrepreneurs who are quite successful and ready to help the growth of many others. This business of becoming vested and being able to grow our communities collectively, we have in place, and we even have, the clientele to really do so. It's just a matter of coming together, like Sister said, and finding out for yourself. And not only come to find out for yourself, come to make money. So by all means, just to give everybody the information as to how they can contact you, and we keep this network marketing going locally and nationally.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'm actually in the Baltimore Renaissance. We're in the Baltimore subsidiary of the National Muslim Business Council, but everyone should start registering now.
Give me your name again. I was expecting your call. You're in Baltimore.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, we've been expecting you because, again,
yes,
as far as the Washington metropolitan area, Baltimore, you know, is already included, but we just haven't been communicating. So we're inviting you to one. Oh, Bob, we look forward to you coming and promoting this program with us, because we look forward to covering the Baltimore area. Oh, yes, I've been sort of expecting to get introduced to you for quite some time.
Sir.
So,
absolutely.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
So, by all means, I don't know what your time is. We still got about 20 more minutes, but every Wednesday, and of course, hopefully you have both of our numbers, if not, we will email them to you. But as well, you can contact us, and we can start making our plans before each broadcast. And our broadcast is every Wednesday from 7 to 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No, you have definitely we've been waiting on you and waiting to share information and seeing how we can promote, because hopefully, inshallah, the national will be coming to the Washington Baltimore area next year.
I think
that may be their intentions.
Yeah, I believe before the conference, I believe sometime in January, January or February, inshallah.
I'm looking forward to you and our communities to bring about our goals, because you're right, without commerce and our communities, I mean, we have a beautiful community, a very intelligent community, but when it comes to commerce, we lack the growth of doing business with each other, and we must have that. So,
absolutely.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. So I am going to take a break here, and we'll be right back with our conversation. Just so we need to deal with one of our sponsors.
Okay.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks, TSPs, and pension plans into an immediate annuity. It will pay you a monthly income for life guaranteed. Please contact me for a free income quote today. At Bynum & Associates, we'll professionally mind your business. Visit us online at www.BynumAssociatesInsurance.com or give us a call at 202-288-5660 or 301-234-9090. Bynum & Associates Financial Planning and Insurance. Immediate annuities. Retirees, roll over your 401ks.
Okay, welcome back to the show. New Africa Business Association Blog Radio, Network Marketing, and Community Group Investment. Brother Aziz, again, we can't... I do know what I wanted to mention to the national president, David Hassan. I spoke with him earlier, and he is going to be one of our guests next week, and he's going to have some of the wholesale, one or two of the wholesale distributors that he'll be talking to from around, a few from around the nation. So it'll give us an idea of the type of power that, again, as a local organization and also working with a national organization, gives us the type of power that we can display as far as those who are looking for products. That's where they can buy a wholesale and become retail sellers. So our president, the National Association, David Hassan, he should be our guest next week, and he'll be coming on periodically to help to promote and stimulate this particular area. So,
Brother Bilal, I got the excuse. The sister name is Jamila. What's the name? Whole name?
Sister Janine Muhammad.
Sister Jean Muhammad.
Janine, yes, sir.
Okay, Janine. Okay. Great. I just wanted to get it correct, sis.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Any comments? Are you just feel free, because, like I said, you're one of us, and we're looking forward to your promotion and your comments as well as ours. So you're fine. A lot of times just right in.
Yes, sir. Well, I know one thing I've been mentioning in my community, we've been talking a lot lately about, you know, what are some major key things that we need, especially business, because a lot of times we have this small mindset. We think of getting a corner store or, you know, a little something here, which is good, but we have to start thinking bigger. We can't just think about a restaurant. We have to think about a franchise. We can't just think about having, you know, a small lot to grow something on. We have to think about having acres. So it's just the fact that, you know, we can't see it yet. We're a land of people that are used to instant gratification. So sometimes we think small, but I think it's time for us to think big as far as what we can have if we just put, you know, a little effort into it and just put a little elbow grease as far as making those contacts and reaching out to people and being able to help each other, because it's a lot of people that, you know, have, if you kind of just listen to people and their ideas and their passions of what they want to do, they speak it out to the universe, but there's some restriction there. And you hear a lot of people say, I know a lot of people told me, well, I don't know where to go, and I don't know how to get started, and I don't. It's so hard to meet the right people or to get in a corporate office with these big ideas. And it's just being able to connect people to the right people, because we have a lot of people, which last year when I went to the conference, it's this brother that has this great idea in which he's kind of finalizing his patent on this invention, which is great for the automotive industry. So it's a matter of making that connection. So, you know, he's been talking to state corporations trying to figure it out. He just want to make sure he does it the right way. But it's just we have so many ideas like this that we just need to help each other, whether it's helping finance each other. And that person that gets financed, once they grow their business, they take their money, they help someone else, and you kind of just you pay it forward as you go along. So no one will feel that stress of not having network or not having the money, because once somebody gives to you, you pay it to somebody else. So I think this is what we have to do.
Yeah.
You're talking our language. We've always said that when you're trying to go solo, nine times out of ten, going to go, like you said, I'm thinking sort of small, because that's what my budget or something is probably carrying me to. But when you start saying, I want to, and we have already emphasized this, franchising is a key opening business. And so again, I can go out and I can franchise, and as soon as my sign is lit up, my client tells because the business is already known, and so I can. And the thing about, like you're saying, thinking large, because if you start saying to a person, I want to a franchise a McDonald's restaurant, one would think that only a professional football player or someone of that status is supposed to consider, I want to franchise a McDonald's franchise. But at the same time, if you look at the cost of franchising a McDonald's or any other franchise, if you have $200,000 or $300,000 available to yourself, this franchise is certainly yours to be had. And and you start thinking in terms of $300,000. Yes, for an individual, you may say that's something to consider. But a group, you know, a group of 20, a group of 50, each one of us now are putting up no more than $3,000 a down payment that we usually put down on one of these fancy cars that we'll go out here and buy. Have you in your franchise. And now this franchise, so again, what one can't do collectively, the many of us can. And that's what the Business Association here in D.C. and then, of course, Baltimore is with us, and the sister's talking our language. That's what we're here to do. We're as professional business folks. I am a retired financial planner. We have CPAs. We have attorneys. We have and everyone is volunteering. This radio show that we are on. Volunteers who have gone into their own pocket to because again, as professional business folks, and like I said, I just retired, but I know the independents, and I know the I'm not a wealthy person, but I know the stability. I think that's maybe a good word to use. That business have given me and will give the and of course not only me, but if you look at the again the amount of money that we as a nation consume, and I'm talking about African American spending, you're talking about over $800 billion. So again, if that's not a motivation to inspire your own group to go after, because this is your money, this is your clientele, But this is a clientele that cannot be your clients because we don't have the goods or the services to service our clientele. And that's almost madness as far as I am concerned. So I would say start putting monies together as fast as you possibly can. And this flow of cash that you see is being spent, we won't be in on it this year, but do take it as an example and see, my goodness, we as African Americans are spending in the billions, and if we had the goods and services, those folks would be buying from your place of business. So so again, what one can do, the many of us can, and we can do it as a local business representative, and we could also help you as a national representative. So, like you said, we are here to identify African American businesses, and once we identify your business, we want to promote your business. And I ain't talking about yours and you or die, but again. Mm-hmm. We want to promote your businesses in our communities, and hopefully we can bring clientele to you. The only thing we ask you to do as a business person or as a person who wants to be a business person is get involved, because the numbers is what we're looking for here, because when it comes to those who can see the advantage of growing your own community, those are the ones that also should see, because I can see wealthier. I'm not talking about putting up $3,000 to give away to nobody. No, I'm talking about putting up, because remember, I'm not going to do anything in your business, but I will become an investor if I see that it's something that we should invest in collectively, and franchises are. I would say invest into the franchise. Why? Because if you go into an African-American community right in the black community, you're not going to find that franchise. So, yes, I want to be one of the first to get the McDonald's, but I don't want to put it in the regular community. I want to put it right in the hood.
Right in the hood.
Because, again, that's where the demand is.
Go ahead.
I was gonna just want to slide this in. There is a person known as the McQueen, the McDonald's Queen, and this is a black woman from Baltimore. She owns 9 McDonald's franchises in Baltimore, I think. And this is something I found out some years ago, and I don't know her name right off, but she's called the McQueen of McDonald's, and she owned 9 of them in Baltimore. That would be an interesting person to talk to. You know, I'm going to look that up again. She was featured in Ebony magazine, and I just thought it was awesome. So she must have a network of people that she's got going on to own that many McDonald's franchises. And like I say, at that time, they said that the lowest one was – it made just under $1 million. You know, the rest of them, you know, made whatever. And she had 9 of them. So I just want to throw that in there.
I have one to believe that, again, the African-American community, like I've said, as a financial planner, if you looked at the portfolio of an investment, any investment, you're going to look at the portfolio, look at the activities of the business. I look at the portfolio of the African-American community, and I see a community that is, as far as revenue incomes, you're talking about $800 to $900 billion, and consumer spending is right up there with that income. So, again, to me, as a group of that, a member of that group, of that community, then I see it as the same investment that outsiders. You notice that you go to any African-American community, you don't have to go, not right on the inside of the African-American, but about 2 or 3 miles or 5 miles around that community, you're going to find all types of businesses. And most folks are going to look like somebody other than you, but the business is real close to your community. Why? They know that because, again, we make other communities rich.
You sure do.
We make the other communities rich. All you
have
to do is go. And so that is your evidence right now that you can do this for yourself. But, again, I think one of the problems that we have is that we, like I said, like the sister was saying, we don't know how. We think we're in it alone. We try doing stuff alone. See, what we're talking about is towards becoming vested as a community. I don't think this type of language has ever been spoken nowhere ever in the African-American communities. Because, again, I'm not for sure we even have that kind of trust.
Maybe we don't. I mean, we don't speak about that. We don't speak about one thing I noticed that we don't speak about in our community is patents and inventions. You know, there's a lot of things that we can originate. We don't have to just, you know, invest in a McDonald's franchise and help build someone else's name. We can build our own name. You know, that's
Thank
why I was, when I was speaking to the brother about, you know, his auto, it's an idea that he had. And that's one thing that's an area that we have to get into. Even when I was speaking with our brother David, that's why he's trying to reach out to manufacturers to come to the National Muslim Business Council. Because, I mean, if you could just see the product that the brother had, I mean, this would actually revolutionize the wheel industry. So it's just, you know, things that we can originate and build a name on, and just making those connections, getting him attorneys and trying to find people, surround him with people that can help him get there so he won't feel like, you know, he has to go other places and he don't know if he can trust everyone. So, you know.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. If you see, one of the things I've always said, the best business out there is the person who has that business idea that we don't know anything about. And so that's why if you have a good business idea, we're just as interested in knowing about your idea as we are about the person who have a business. Because it's the folks out here that have these ideas and I'm running into them too, especially in technology. We only have a couple more minutes, sisters, left. So, again, we will remind the audience that every Wednesday you will be hearing the three of us along with other supporters of the New Africa Business Blog Radio. So I am going to go ahead and greet you two and look forward to your participation next week. Because, like I said, sister, you're part of us now. Call us, ask us anything you want. Any comments the two of you want to make, you can go ahead within our closing. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
One would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? How long have you hated your white teacher? Who told you you love your black preacher? Do you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? People must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation
would make a better society. Now some of us would rather cuss and make a fuss than to bring about a little trust.
but we shall overcome. I believe someday, if you'll only listen to what I have to say.
And how long have you held your white teacher?
Who told you you love your black preacher? Can you respect your brother's woman friend and share with black folks not of kin? I say now people must prove to the people
a better day is coming
for you and for me. With just a little bit more education
and love for our nation,
we'll make a better society. And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? And if you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers? If there was no day or night, which would you prefer to be right? If you had a choice of colors, which one would you choose, my brothers?
All right, so Lego.